Welcome back, 1221, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Wednesday afternoon, it's time to check in with Dr. Ben Carson, Professor Emeritus of Neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University and a columnist for the Washington Times. Today's column is entitled, Secular Progressives Can't Keep God Out of Public Life. Dr. Carson joins me now. Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, still one nation under God, but barely if the left has their way?
Well, you know, we make lots of claims. We have God in a lot of our national songs. We have him on our monuments. We have our official swear on the Bible. But, you know, as soon as somebody, you know, says something or makes any proclamation about their beliefs, ACLU and other groups are all over them talking about, you know, how they're, you know, infringing upon someone else's rights. This is ridiculous.
You know, and there was a story just a little while ago that I mentioned. There is an elementary school in Kansas. The ACLU sued the school board to have a cross removed from this old elementary school. It's little tiny cross on the roof of this elementary school, and yet someone found that offensive.
Yeah, well, you know, the intolerance of the people who are non-believers is just incredible. And they don't see the hypocrisy in their level of intolerance. You know, people who are true Christians are quite happy to live and let live. They're not going to try to dictate what other people have to do. And people who don't believe should be just as willing to allow others to have their beliefs. Separation of church and state did not mean separation of God and state. It didn't mean that you had to check your beliefs at the door and that you could never mention them. And that's been a reinterpretation and a total distortion of our Constitution.
And let me ask you something. Do you believe this started back, let's say, about 50 years ago when we took prayer out of the schools?
I think that was a major blow, without question. And, you know, I'm not one who says that everybody has to pray. But if somebody wants to pray, if there are groups of people who want to get together and pray, we certainly shouldn't forbid them to do so. This is the United States of America. We do say that we are one nation under God. It says on every dollar and every coin, in God we trust. So if people then manifest their trust in God and we persecute them, that makes us a nation of hypocrites.
Yeah. You know, you realize, of course, just by writing this column, you've now been painted a right-wing religious fanatic.
Well, you know, I really don't worry too much about that. You know, what I worry about is truth and integrity.
Yeah.
And liberty and justice for all. And, of course, there are going to be people who are going to characterize you as this, that, or the other. It would be very nice if those people would just take a look in the mirror.
Yeah, that's true. You tell the story of Think Big banners in public schools. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, each one of those letters means something special. The T for talent, H for honesty, I for insight, N for nice, K for knowledge, B for books, I for in-depth learning, and G for God. And, you know, some lawyers came and said, because of the G being for God, you cannot put that up in a public school. But somehow that was a violation of the separation clause. And I reminded them that, you know, if you read the Constitution fully and you read the amendment fully, it indicates that there can be no suppression of religious expression in the public arena.
Yeah.
So we had an argument, and I knew that I was going to the Supreme Court the next week to receive the Jefferson Award, so I figured I'd ask while I was there. And, of course, I got the answer that I expected, and that is that, of course, that was no violation. And, you know, what happens is people are too easily pushed around by people who come along and say, you can't say that, you can't do this, you can't put that up on your own property, you can't do this and that. And, you know, if we listen to all of those people, pretty soon we'll be in a tiny little box, you know, trying to get permission to open our eyes and breathe.
Yeah. You know, I've smiled more than once when I've heard political types mention God or the need for prayer after some tragedy, only to condemn the use of the very same later.
Yes, that is That is very hypocritical. I kind of chuckle when I see that, too, because I realize that they don't mean a word of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I've also wondered why we still have the words "In God We Trust" on our money. I figured by now that would probably be gone, but hopefully that will stay.
Well, you know, the majority of people in our country actually do believe in God. And the majority of people in our country actually do have common sense. What has happened is that they've been beaten into submission by the secular progressives who control much of the media. And therefore, people are afraid to speak up. And, you know, that was the source of the comment that I made last week that the left jumped on when I said, just like in Nazi Germany, you know, people there, most of them didn't believe in what Hitler was doing. But did they speak up? Did they say anything? No, they didn't. And you see what went on to happen. Using that as an example of what happens when people are afraid to talk. And the point has nothing to do with comparing Nazis to secular progressives. Of course, they felt that it did, because if the shoe fits, I guess they thought they should wear it. I didn't say anything about it. But the fact of the matter is, it is so vitally important that we get people to once again have courage and to be willing to stand up for what they believe. Because look at all the people who stood up for us. Look at Patrick Henry, who said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Nathan Hale, who said, "My only regret is that I have but one life to give for my country." Look at all the soldiers in the world wars who gave their lives so that we could have freedom. We cannot be afraid to stand up for what we believe in.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your mention of Nazis, and of course Chris Matthews is one of the people that was offended by that, and I actually have a soundbite from him where he claims that, you know, you can't do that. You know, no references to Nazis. Yet all I had to do is Google it, and I found about five examples of him comparing Republicans to Nazis.
Of course. You know, the PC police really are quite hilarious. And anybody who really investigates for themselves and reads for themselves can see right through their silliness.
Yeah.
But they prey on those people who just listen to what they say and don't do any investigating for themselves.
Yep.
That's what they need. They need a non-informed populace in mm-hmm. order to be successful.
No, it's absolutely true. All right, well, listen, as always, great stuff, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't read it online, Secular Progressives Can't Keep God Out of Public Life. That's at WashingtonTimes.com. Still one nation under God. Let's hope it stays that way. Dr. Ben, always good to talk to you.
You too, Andy. Thanks.
Take care. Dr. Ben Carson. It is 1229, 1260 WRC. Still to come, White House reporter Dave Boyer. We'll see if he survived the big event last night. The state dinner, where the French president was there on his own. Didn't have you? Did you see? That was the biggest news of the week. That his, I guess it wasn't his wife. It was his girlfriend, right? But he broke up with his girlfriend after that girlfriend found he had another girlfriend or whatever. So anyway, we'll get into that with Dave Boyer. A couple of other things to talk to him about. And Charlie Hurt will be along. He's got a story about the president and the French president visiting Thomas Jefferson's house.